story of Mert and Marge. Mert's broken romance with Ray Hunt is still a troublesome affair. As far as she is concerned, it's all over. But Ray keeps trying to make amends. To hide her hurt, she and Marge have led him to believe that they have been going out with other men and painting the town red. Actually, they have been spending their evenings quietly at home. When we last saw them, Mert was trying to teach Marge gin rummy to pass the time away. But her efforts weren't too successful. Marge apparently is not cut out to be a gin rummy player. In a moment, we shall join the girls again for the newest episode in the story of Mert and Marge. Day after the gin rummy session, Mert and Marge are about to enter the Hayfield Theater. As they approach the stage door, Mert says,
Margie, see what getting to bed early last night did for us? Up at 10 this morning, breakfast, and a long walk in the sunshine.
Oh, it's beautiful in Central Park in the morning. Mm. Everything is so fresh. Oh, I guess I got hookworm, Myrtle. Almost hate to do a matinee.
Me too. But chorus girls have to eat. We're awfully early, but that walk from Columbus Circle is quite a hike. I'll be glad to sit down for a while.
Oh, I'm sort of glad we're early just the same. I want to straighten up my makeup place and clean my stage shoes.
Poor old Pat won't be at the door this afternoon. His wife went to the hospital for operation this morning.
Gosh, I wonder how she is. We'll go to see her as soon as she can have callers.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if she liked the red roses I sent her.
Oh, Myrtle, I'll see if there's any mail on the rack.
Anything there for me, Margie?
None for you, Myrtle. Oh, but there's three for me. One from Mother, one from Jimmy. Oh, and this one I don't recognize the writing.
Gosh, I never get any mail. I answered your mother's letter. Maybe she'll answer soon.
Oh, I'm sure she will.
Oh, we're the first ones in the dressing room.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I might as well straighten up my own makeup place.
It certainly needs it, Myrtle Spear.
Margie, you know there's an old saying that artistic people are always untidy.
Myrtle, you must be very artistic. Oh, well, I think I'm going to read my letters before I do anything else. And I'll read this strange one here. Myrtle! Myrtle, you never guess who it's from.
Who, Margie?
From Sonny Darnell.
No.
Listen, dearest Margie. Oh, isn't that silly? He sees me every day. Why does he write me a letter?
Well, go on, let's hear it.
Well, he says, I've got it bad, Margie. Cupid has KO'd me.
Go on.
You don't seem to notice me. I asked you for a date Saturday night, and I'm still waiting for your answer. Please give it to me during the matinee.
Oh, I remember. You didn't say yes, and you didn't say no. Just another poor heart left aching and torn.
Oh, well, Sonny is nice, and I like him.
Yeah, he's a fine kid. He's only 20. He doesn't drink. Go on out with him and get your double chocolate ice cream sodas. I thoroughly approve of him.
But I like Mr. Arnold better.
Oh, Jack's a peach. But he's an old man, 33 years old.
Oh, but he's so interesting.
As far as I'm concerned, no man is interesting until he's over 30. But then you're not as old as I am.
Well, I just don't know what to do about it.
Don't try, dear. When the right man comes along, you'll think and act and do things automatically. And I hope it won't be for years.
Why, Myrtle?
Good reason. Go on, read the rest of your mail.
Well, I think I'll read Jimmy's letter. I save mothers for last. You know, the last is the best.
What's Jimmy have to say?
Well, let's see. He says, dearest Marty. Oh, isn't that sweet, Myrtle?
Well, maybe. Sounds a little icky to me.
He says he's feeling fine and having a good rest.
Very interesting.
Oh, look, he says he got a letter from Mr. Arnold telling him to report back to him as soon as he felt well enough. I wonder what he means.
Well, I suppose Jack has some kind of a job for him.
Oh, and look, here he says, give my love to Murray. Myrtle, do you suppose Jimmy's in love with you?
Say, look here. I may be too old to be an old man's darling, but I'm still too young to be a cradle snatcher.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, it isn't very important. Go on, read your mother's letter.
My darling baby, I received the sweet letters from my Margie, and if I may say it, my Myrtle.
Oh.
They make me very happy, I read them over and over. They're like little messages from heaven. Jimmy is looking fine, but he's very restless, wants to be doing things. I don't know what has come over him. He talks of you constantly and... Oh, you read the rest of this, Myrtle. I just don't seem to understand it.
Let me see. He talks of you constantly, and when we all discuss you and say, Jimmy, your sister does this or says that, he says, but Mom, Marge isn't my sister. She's no blood relation to me. And when we say, but you and she were both raised as brother and sister, he says, oh, Mom, you're awful dumb. Well, I guess I am. He moons around the house, and lately he's taken to writing poetry. Guess it's just the after effect of his illness.
Do you suppose Jimmy is weakening and taking up drinking again?
He's weakening all right, but not for liquor.
Maybe he's falling for you, Margie.
What do you mean, Myrtle?
Well, maybe he's in love, dear, with you.
Oh, Myrtle, don't even think of such a thing. Why, I couldn't ever think of Jimmy as anything but a brother.
Well, you think you like Jack Arnold. You're not sure about Sonny Darnell. And now there's Jimmy. By the time you're 20, they'll be picking up busted hearts all up and down Broadway.
Oh, you're kidding me now.
A little advice to you, dear, from one who knows. Go on, like them all collectively. But never concentrate on one, at least for years.
I wish I could understand you.
Oh, listen, kid, never let your heart rule your head. Every young girl goes through a phase of life called puppy love. Now, most of them make the hurdle successfully. A lot of them get burnt, like I did when I got married. Now, this latest mess I'm in with Ray Hunt. But that is over, Margie. Now, don't fall in love until you definitely know the score.
Myrtle, you sound just like advice to the lovelorn. What about yourself? You know you're crazy about Mr. Hunt and miserable about it.
Well, there's nothing to do about it. He's married. Oh, you didn't finish reading your mother's letter.
Well, let's see. Where did I leave off, Myrtle?
About Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. She says, here it is. I have a big surprise for you, dear. The money that stopped coming 2 months ago came in the mail today. A money order for $600.
What?
That was for the months they missed. And they write they will add to the amount for your future. They say in the letter that you are now at the age where you will need more and that we shall receive $300 a month instead of $200 from now on. Oh, Myrtle, I was hoping never to hear about that again.
Well, you ought to be tickled to death, Margie. Just realize how much good that money can do. Put your dad on his feet again.
Well, that's right. Suppose it will be a great help. And Myrtle, Mother and Dad can come to New York and see me. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Oh, yes, it would be. Is there any more to the letter, dear?
Mm-hmm, there is. She says, I'm glad for your sake, dear, that the money is coming. But, darling, it puts such a terrible fear in my heart that someday we'll lose you. That someone will take you away from us. It is in my mind night and day. Good night, baby. We all love you so much, Mother.
Oh. She's afraid someone will take you away from her.
Mm-hmm.
Margie, there must be some way, something that could prevent anything like that happening. Say, maybe Jack Arnold could help us. I don't know a thing about law, but I'll bet anything he could solve the whole business.
Well, then I'd have to tell him everything, wouldn't I?
Oh.
And he'd know Jimmy isn't my brother, and that I don't know who I am.
Well, would it be worth it? Just to relieve your mother's mind?
Yes, Myrtle, it would.
Well, I'll get Jack alone one of these days soon, and we'll tell him everything.
Yes, everything.
Hello.
Oh.
Gee, the girls would be coming
in. Oh, and I haven't even cleaned up my makeup place yet.
You can do that between the acts.
Well, how about yours?
Oh, I can't find anything when it's all cleaned up anyway.
Oh, Myrtle, I haven't even got a clean towel.
Here, use mine.
Okay, thanks.
Let's not discuss any of our private business in front of the girls today, honey. Billy or Gwen will probably burst right out with questions about the latest development in my busted romance.
Well, Myrtle, aren't you even going to talk to Mr. Hunt today?
I am not. I don't ever want to see him again.
Well, you'll see him around the theater every day.
Well, I won't look at him. I'm absolutely through, Margie. Don't give a snap of my fingers for him. You're never going to catch me wearing my heart on my sleeve.
Hello, Mert. Margie.
Oh, hello,
Claire. Oh, dear heavens.
Why didn't you knock? And you're all out of breath.
Well, it's like this, Petunia. The girls are all up on stage, and they're all talking about it. Gab, gab, gab.
Well, spill it, Clarence. Talking about what?
Yes, Clarence, you're all excited.
Well, it's just awful. It's catastrophic. Simply catastrophic.
What, Clarence?
They just carried him into his office.
Who? Carried who?
Mr. Hunt.
What's the matter with him?
He was coming to the theater in a taxi.
Yes, Clarence. What?
And the driver hit another car.
Oh, Margie.
He's almost killed, I heard, and I just had to tell you, Myrtle.
Oh, I've got to go to him.
The other girls are all up there.
Oh, Myrtle, your face is all cold green.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've got to go to him. He's hurt. I've got to go to him.
Mert's statement about not wearing her heart on a sleeve seemingly doesn't mean a thing, judging by her reaction to Clarence's news. The man she loves has been hurt, and nothing can keep her from his side. Will Mert be able to control her emotions, or will she completely give away her true feelings? And how badly has Ray Hunt been hurt? There are a lot of important questions that are due to be answered in the next action-packed chapter of the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.